Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
See, what you thought you saw was a man being shot in the neck, brutally executed, assassinated. But see, what you really saw was a beautiful love story. It was beautiful. We can only try to understand that love story. When ABC News Matt Gutman drew the short straw, and this is their new talking point. This is coming from Democrat Central. Yeah, Matt Gutman drew the short straw and had to go out there and talk about the beautiful love between Tyler Robinson and his boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm not sure what the status there was exactly. And
it's a little fuzzy.
It's a little.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to get that in there.
You must have had two cups of coffee this morning.
This story is so weird.
It's very weird, and it's getting sicker. And I'm going to tell you what the left is doing here, okay? If just Matt Gutman, ABC News reporter, had said this, that would be one thing. It became clear these are Democrat talking points when they dispatched Montel Williams to discuss the beautiful love story. What are they talking about? The text between Tyler Robinson and his gay, furry, transgender lover. In which Tyler Robinson basically said, I just want to protect you. I haven't told you about this. I'm okay, love. Everything is wonderful. This is great. I just had to kill him. I had to destroy hate. But I want to protect you because I love you so much. And that made it all okay, apparently. Here's Matt Gutman's first try yesterday on ABC News.
It was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference, David.
It was tough.
No, it was sick. It's not riveting. It's sick.
Yeah. It's a father died violently front of
The world.
The world in front of his family.
Yeah.
Generations that come from Charlie Kirk's children will watch him die violently. This was not a beautiful love story. But Matt Gutman, ABC News, obviously drew the short straw and had to be the first to deliver the Democrat talking points. He doubled down, Lee, in another segment about the beauty of the texts between Tyler Robinson just wanting to protect his gay lover from the fallout of the murder that he had to do. He had to extinguish evil.
And then those text messages, and I don't think I've ever experienced a press conference in which we've read text messages that are A, so fulsome, so robust, so apparently, allegedly self-incriminating, and yet on the other hand, so touching, right? With the suspect reaching out to his roommate, who is his, allegedly his boyfriend, who we understand, identified as male at birth, now identifies as female. And the terminology he used, he was trying to protect him. He kept calling him my love. My reason for doing this is to protect you, but also asking him to delete the messages and not speak to law enforcement. So there's this heartbreaking duality that we're seeing very tragically playing out.
He makes it sound like Romeo and Juliet.
Did you hear that last part? There's this heartbreaking duality playing out. Yeah, you're right. Romeo and Juliet. Greatest love story of all time.
Or Romeo and Romeo.
Breaking duality. They're humanizing this killer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they're trying to normalize abnormal, unacceptable, antisocial, anti-humanity behavior.
Yes.
With regard to the murder.
To the murder. Yes. To the murder. What are they actually doing here? They're trying to keep assassination culture alive through this. And maybe advance it a little more. Well, that set the internet on fire. People just, their mouths hanging up like, whoa. But he didn't quite notch it. So they dispatched Montel Williams to describe the beautiful love. So we've all been in love. We've all had that first love, that first relationship where you do anything. I mean, anything from that person. You know, there was the hateful homophobic zealot and transphobe Charlie Kirk hurting his boyfriend. And he loved him so much. Come on, just this one time, let us kill you. Just this one time. Just this one little instance where we can kill you. I mean, not other instances, but we're just going to justify just like one instance. I'll let Montel Williams explain how it works.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally.
Guys.
Love? Torn child? He was, Tyler Robinson, 22.
Yeah.
20. Just listen to this again.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved.
There it is. No. There it is. Charlie Kirk was disparaging the person he loved. Look, we're not arguing that we should be able to kill you right-wingers, the 52% who elected Trump, all the time, just some of the time. Just kill you a little. Wouldn't it make sense? See? It's a beautiful love story. That changes everything. Can you hear it, Lee? Can you hear what's happening right there?
Oh, yeah.
That is a justification of murder. And he put it better than ABC's Matt Gutman. And do you know what that was? That is another version of what came out of Clemson this week. Well, okay, we're not talking about supporting killing you guys yet. We just want to legitimize the debate about whether you should die. We just want to protect the First Amendment rights of those who glorify killing while working for Clemson, but also, you know, suggest other targets, also say it should continue. I mean, look, we should hear all sides of debate. What are they doing? They're advancing the ball down the field. Well, now it's normal to debate killing you, and we have to respect the debate. We have to respect all sides so we can have peaceful dialogue and not have to kill you. Oh, did we say that out loud? I'm sorry. And they're like, well, we have to protect the First Amendment rights. And then Lee, Attorney General of our state, Alan Wilson, comes out and addresses, this is what boggles my mind, addresses these buffoons at Clemson and says, no, you don't. No, you don't have to protect his First Amendment rights. No, you don't. That's incitement to violence. That's not covered by state law. Go ahead and fire him.
No.
And he rips the rug out from underneath them. Alan Wilson does. He says, no, you don't have cover. No, I'm not giving you cover. And Wilson says, there will be no prosecution under that law in our courts under my tenure. That will not happen. So fire them. By the way, we won yesterday. We won. And look, a lot of you were so distraught. One woman has a child at Clemson. I guess 22 is a child now, right? According to Montel Williams,
yeah, he came out of retirement to do this.
Yeah, so. If a child falls in love for the first time and wants to murder a person talking from a biblical perspective or someone on the right, that's okay. Just so we're clear, that's the point of view that Clemson was supporting for 5 days there. But we won yesterday. Folks, and I love the way that we won. All of the emails that you sent, this audience sent, the phone calls that you made, the pressure that you put, and every one of you, as far as I can tell, we haven't heard any news to the difference, did it the way Charlie Kirk would have it done, peacefully, politely, with the only negative words used, defund, fired. We are the good guys, the peaceful guys. We won this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This, you start layering this on what the FBI was doing, and wow. Yesterday we found out that there was something called Arctic Frost, where the FBI spied on 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals. One of the groups was Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. So the FBI is busying itself. While Director Wray is going before Congress and saying this is the worst threat environment he's ever seen, worse than 9/11, they're busying themselves surveilling 92 Republican groups, including Charlie Kirk, who, as we know, is very dangerous. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that on Blue Sky. This is what they were doing with their time. And when you look at the groups they were spying on, one of them is the Republican Attorney General's Association. You know, dangerous terrorists like Alan Wilson.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, him. Him. So attorneys general, you know, like elected attorneys general of Republican states.
Yes.
Their group.
Folks that were elected by a Democratic vote.
Right, yes, them.
Real democracy, if we actually had that.
Yep, terrorist. Operation Arctic Frost. What was the predicate of it? Well, you know, they're arguing the election was stolen. You mean like you guys did in 2016? Like that? Yeah, like that. And they needed to see, Lee, what court filings they might do. Isn't that legal, though? You object to an election, you...
Yeah, it is, especially since it's a court filing.
Filing.
Just, you know.
Right. Okay. Let me tell you what's going on here, all right? Let's put it all together. One of the biggest bombshells in recent weeks, and our side really missed the ball on this, was what has come out from Senator Charles Grassley about the 19,000 fake licenses that we caught at Chicago O'Hare. Actually, Border Patrol and Customs caught them. They were being sent in by the Chinese Communist Party, and they had stolen the identities of people on TikTok, and they were using them for fake absentee ballots. There were 19,000 licenses, indistinguishable from the real thing, by the way. They were very, very good fakes. At the same time, they had whistleblowers going to the FBI saying, listen, China is committing massive election fraud. They are helping to fake a lot of absentee ballots in the swing states. They're shipping these licenses in, and gosh darn, we caught 19,000 of them coming through Chicago O'Hare. Just one tranche, by the way. What did the FBI do? Oh, they scrubbed all evidence they'd even talked to a whistleblower off their servers? Closed the file and destroyed it? Huh. That's weird. So they didn't investigate that evidence of election tampering, did they? Wouldn't that be like denial of election fraud? Yeah. So they not only didn't tell anyone, didn't brief the Senate, hid it from the Senate, but destroyed all evidence of crimes that they had acquired without pursuing those crimes? Yeah. But at the same time, they were running Arctic Frost to spy on 92 Republican targets because Donald Trump said the election was stolen? Yeah, that's what they were doing. Okay, let me tell you what's really going on here. Number one, they needed a way to spy on the whole Republican apparatus. That always helps Democrats when you can tell what's coming next because they're in your email. They're in your voicemail. They're in, because that's what these warrants did. I mean, you could listen to everybody. This 92 Republican groups, Lee, this is the entire ecosystem of the Republican Party. So they had us under surveillance. Why were they watching? Well, number one, it helps you politically to know what your opponents are going to do next. And the FBI is always trying to help Democrats win, or at least it was before. I don't know if we've conquered it again. Maybe we have, maybe we haven't. I'm not sure. But what were they really doing? They wanted to see if we'd figure it out. They wanted to see if we got close to the words absentee ballot fraud. You know the words. They had the Department of Homeland Security and CISA created a program that they then unleashed on social media so they could track anyone using those specific words, absentee ballot fraud, and censor them automatically. By the way, your taxpayer dollars paid for the creation of that program in July of 2020. Somehow they knew they'd need it by November of 2020. All of this has been on my Battleground America podcast with links, and we've covered it on the show. So that's just what the FBI was up to, just so we're clear. While they were spying on us, because we're dangerous? Because we questioned an election that it turns out we darn well Skippy should have questioned. We should have questioned it a lot more than we did. Yeah, they were spying on us. All of this came out yesterday. Now, here's where it gets wild, Lee, because another side of this came out. At the same time, Senator Charles Grassley yesterday unleashed that there's more. It wasn't just who they were looking into, Alan Wilson, the terrorist, and our attorney general here in South Carolina. Apparently, I'm obviously joking because they're so absurd, these people. You can't get a more milquetoast guy than that. He's not scary. It wasn't just who they were looking into. It's what they failed to follow up on. That was the Clinton Annex, which, remember, they classified. So if you find evidence Hillary has committed crimes, what do you do? Well, you classify the whole thing and just say it's classified. The Clinton Annex, remember, showed, and this is so Grassley's talking about this yesterday, showed that the Comey FBI had the evidence necessary to complete the Clinton investigation and prosecute her for handling classified information in a felonious way again and 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 again. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. Document after document after document after document after document. She stole them. I mean, she's only allowed to view them in the skiff. She walked off with them when she wasn't forwarding them to herself over an unsecure server. And the FBI, we now know, found the proof she did it all in the Clinton Annex. And that the Clinton campaign had committed felonies and misdemeanors in falsely tying Trump to Russia. So what did they do? Classified it, buried the information of actual crimes to go after the 92 Republican organizations, including Charlie Kirk's. and spy on us. And I think just to make sure we weren't figuring the election situation out, figuring the Chinese angle on it out and coming after them. I think they knew what they did and they needed to keep an eye on us. But they also, like I said, wanted the political advantage of knowing what we were doing at all times. And if you spy on 92 of these organizations, then you've got that. No charges, by the way, because nobody was doing anything illegal. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Once again, this is the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy.
Yep.
This is the very thing that Republicans on Capitol Hill are accusing Democrats of, and there's plenty of evidence to support that.
Now, the good news is, against all odds, we won. And so we get to find out what they did now and who they are and hopefully expose them to the American people for who they are. Because God forbid these people ever get power again at a presidential level. I mean, it's just, it's unfathomable. And when you consider Charlie Kirk's group, Turning Point USA, think about this for a minute. With no what's called criminal predicate. In other words, no evidence of a crime. The basics of the U.S. criminal system, which I covered and sat in court for many years and revere and know how it works. In order to get a warrant, you have to produce evidence of a crime for the judge. That's the most basic foundation of our criminal justice system. Happens every day right here in Greenville in our courts. They had no evidence of Charlie Kirk's crimes, no evidence of Turning Point USA's crimes, just a vague allegation that Republicans were saying that the election was stolen and that was enough, and they went and spied on them all. While covering up Hillary Clinton's actual crimes. And by the way, Hunter and Joe Biden's actual crimes. By the way, you know, one of the documents that came out yesterday, and I can't wait to see for the interpretation of this, for the first time, Lee, names, it was one of those declassified, but Grassley yesterday, Senator Grassley, names Joe Biden directly as a participant in the crime, along with Hunter Biden. So that's interesting.
To the surprise of no one on this show.
Yeah, Jay Biden and H. Biden right in there. Who was involved in the crime? No, Vladimir Putin and one of his oligarchs. They opened a gas company together, but they removed themselves about two steps from Putin, moved $100 million, bribery money. 12 of the entities involved in it, and it's a cooperative that ultimately gets to a Russian gas company via a Russian oligarch. 12 entities in Rosemont Seneca moved the money, and Joe Biden is actually named as one of the criminal entities. They kept it secret, by the way. We've never seen it before. They hid it. They classified it. That's what you do when Democrats commit crimes, Lee. We're finding that out now. You just classify it. Yep. It goes away.
That way, if anybody talks about it, then it's a, you know, national security threat.
Yes. If you leak it, if you're like, oh my gosh, look at these crimes here. Look who, this is the irony of it. Look who was actually colluding with Putin to the tune of over $100 million. That's in these documents. Oh, that was a Biden family, Joe Biden specifically. Oh, let's just classify that. Mm. That way, if anybody talks of it, we can send them to prison. Honestly, some days I went like, what is the difference between here and Venezuela? I'll tell you, we don't have the knock on our door in the middle of the night. Yet. We don't have it yet. Well, Luigi Mangione is one step closer to what the left on Blue Sky is calling justice. Him getting out, you know, a couple of years while he's still young so they can date him. Folks, the headline yesterday out of New York was that the terrorism-related charges against Luigi Mangione, the killer of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, the terrorism charges were dropped. Now, see, here's the problem with that. The first-degree murder charges were tied to the terrorism charges. So that's gone now. Wait. And it's very clever what this liberal judge did. Okay, this is another one of these wink, wink, nod, nods yesterday. They had to get rid of the first degree murder charge. So they dropped the terror charges it was tied to, effectively yanking the first degree murder charge. And you watch what the media is doing. They're very smart here, how they're reporting this. Oh, terrorism charge is gone. Okay, and what? Well, and the first degree murder charge. So what's left? Second degree. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a record, does he? No. And this is New York. Uh-huh. So now we're on a second-degree murder charge. See what's going on here? Folks, I've warned about this for a very, very long time, and I'm going to tell you what's coming in the Luigi Mangione case. These judges know what to do. They're Democrats. They don't, by the way, they don't want the mob outside their house. They know what to do. inch by inch by inch by inch, this guy's going to walk out the door. And you can't do it all at once in one day. They're going to have to let him out gradually. It'd be very gradual. So what are they doing here? Well, now we're on second-degree murder charges. They're going to end up giving the jury an option of lower charges. If you've ever seen second-degree murder, sounds very serious, but as a person who was a crime reporter for very long, I'm here to tell you, if you do not have a criminal record and it's second-degree murder you're convicted of, and they offer you a lesser charge option, which I'm telling you they will, because second-degree category, there's a lot of lesser charge options, and you don't have a previous record, this guy ain't going to do 10 years in prison. You wait. Just wait. If he even does that, there's a good chance the jury will nullify the whole thing. And if you don't think that this morning, go on Blue Sky and watch. I can't find a negative post on this. And I'll tell you how to do it if you're not social media savvy. You go on Blue Sky, which is the liberal alternative to Twitter. And to see those, you've got to click Luigi Mangione. In other words, you've got to click the trend button and everything will pop up. Luigi Mangione being paroled in time to be a handsome, active, gray-haired older man in a Cialis ad. Justice shifts in the Luigi Mangione case. Charges dismissed. Arguments over evidence. What about justice for the voiceless? In other words, they're saying those he was standing up for. Next one's a woman, and she's posted a video about how he's so hot they won't be able to find any women to serve on the jury because they are all in love with him. Next post from sex work historian talking about how it's not fair that Luigi Mangione is getting away with it, as he should be. But if he were trans, radicalized woman, femme person, or sex worker, we'd be seeing a different story right now. Just saying, in other words, what she's saying is it's not fair that Tyler Robinson is facing the death penalty. On and on and on we go. Next one. The best photo of Luigi Mangione is always the next one. Dude makes love to photographic equipment. And I can't read that. It's profane. Daguerre and others invented the camera so the lens could find this man. Next one up there. Next one. Luigi Mangione scored a major legal victory on Tuesday. The ruling's already circulating on Blue Sky under hashtag free Luigi. Folks, you know what I can't find here? I can't find anything negative. This is stanning. They call it stanning. Next one. All right, guys, it's time to shift gears. Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk in the same way Luigi Mangione did not kill Brian Thompson. And that's what a lot of the push is this morning, saying, hey, you know, Luigi's now looking at second-degree murder. They're going to keep busting this down. By the time they're done, it's going to be manslaughter. He's going to do, I'm telling you, he will not do 10 years in prison. And that's if the jury, if they don't hang the jury, nullify the jury. Which, by the way, that's 10 years. The nullification of the jury.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.